Oh. Well, I guess we're outside again.
Whoa, what was that?
Hi. It's, yeah. I can't say we're back. I wanted to say we're back, but it's just me. October 5th, 2005. Notes Underground. Yeah, no Bobby, no Zach. I'm a little bit lonely, but I still got some music for you. So I'm going to kick it off right here with some wonderful tracks from a guy named Gogo Bordello. It's pretty cool stuff. It's gypsy punk. Not your mother's Ukrainian punk band.
So now you tell me, we're living in a country where joys and freedoms, they cannot be tried. But alone in your mind, there are so many rooms that you never seem to find. There is a room where your toolbox is waiting, but you just never go when you are awake. When most of the time, whatever that you look for, you could have just sit down and make. So do the right thing, just do the right thing. How can you do it while you are awake? Instead, I scratch my forehead like an Aladdin his lamp. Cause even in Madagascar, we'll find some shack below radar. Below radar. Put two turntables and a film projector in a room. And punk rock and roll most faithfully, it will accure.
Little bird feeder and stick your beak into Caesar Master's lane. Where did they came from? Who put them in there? How you will never know their name. There is a room where puzzle Mary and big ceremony could be going on. Where your true talents along with birthrights could be dancing con con. So do the right thing, just do the right thing. How can you do it if you are awake? Instead I scratch my forehead like an Aladdin his lamp.
Joga, care cu mine nu se joacă. Haide, bate tu la pare.
Я думаю, что кофире, а не когда скчея комине. Ай-ой-ой-ой-ой, что кофире. То ли ведьмы, то ли цыгане, а мы нихуя не знаем. Айо, нихуя не знаем.
Окей, cool. That was Go-Go Bordello. And this track was called Madagascar, and that was pulled off of MySpace. And he's got a really funny video on there right now. Let me see if I can find the name of it. It's I can't see it, but it's go and check out the video if you can. It's very, very funny. So who we got? League just called during that song. Hey Lee, what's up?
Do you find solo tonight?
I am. They left me.
Damn.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I smell bad.
Well, you should get the shower fixed.
I know. Well, you know. Yeah, actually, I don't know. I hope they come back. I got a feeling that things got kind of weird after the last show, and the three of us weren't communicating that well, and so I don't know. I'm not sure if they're each going to come back separately or together or what. But
wow, there's a Notes from the Underground feud going on or something.
Yeah, a little bit. So you know, it's too
Damn.
Bad. Too bad we couldn't have had it on air. That would have been really entertaining, I'm sure.
Some mama drama going on.
Yeah. I know. It's terrible. But the show must go on, so I'm here in the garage recording, and I'm glad you called.
Are you all by yourself?
Yeah.
Not even a pet?
No, I have two cats, and I don't think I would just be so distracted because they would be knocking shit over. And
No little kids coming by to borrow baseball mitts?
maybe. I don't know. I should probably open the door, actually, in case someone does come by. Actually, let me do that. Hang on.
All right. Or at least the pizza guy.
All right.
Well, I've always got Mr. T.
How you been? Do you have a good week?
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Yes.
No Hummers. No celebrity Hummers crashing. Crashing in
no.
Powhatan.
I've just had a. The Rolling Stones are playing in Charlottesville tomorrow night.
Are you going to that show?
And I've been sort of wrestling with myself about it because on the one hand, who wants to go see the 62-year-old Rolling Stones and pay that much money and all that stuff?
I bet they still got it.
Yeah, I mean that. I saw some of the live DVD thing they put out from the last tour, and I actually was very impressed. But let me put it this way, if I was single, I would definitely go.
Uh-huh.
But because I've got a lady friend, and I would have to.
She doesn't like the Rolling Stones.
It would just be really hard to justify it to a woman, if you know what I mean. Does that make any sense?
No.
Well, no, because it's like Saturday I'm going to see Paul McCartney, and that ticket was right. Like...
Oh, I see, in terms of money-wise, yeah.
Yeah, the McCartney show is like $280.
Right.
And
are you serious? Yeah,
wow. And but I have 12th row.
Wow. Man, yeah, he's coming to town. I would like to see him, but I think I might have missed the boat already on that one.
But as a former record store employee that had Ticketmaster outlets, I know for a fact that they usually open up seats like a day or two before a big show.
Uh-huh.
Like stuff they had set aside to give away as, you know, promotional stuff, or here's to the tour sponsors' families or the local cable operator or any, you know, press tickets or anything like that.
Right.
So they'll open up really good seats like a day or two before the show. And the Stones show opened up like seats on the 17th row front and center.
Oh, wow.
But they're $400.
Oh, my God.
So and luckily, I in most circumstances, I wouldn't say this, but luckily right now there's a tropical storm headed our way, and it'll be here tomorrow night.
So people right might when not the go.
And it's an open-air stadium, so I'm not going to pay $400 to sit in a tropical storm.
Yeah, they might cancel it and then do it again, and then you have enough time spaced out to justify another ticket. Okay, so let me grab another track. I'm going to do one from another one that I got off of MySpace today.
Dylan ain't rhyming off bread alone. Let him get some cognac, a mic and a headphone. Smoke and mirrors, caught her in the mix. Couldn't read the shorthand for mortars and bricks. If any negative thought linger, he let it vent. Wrote this one with his middle finger in wet cement. Did it on the sly, before he's gone bye-bye. Spit it on the fly. Brush your teeth, rinse and gargle. A true nerd who messed with new words since Boggle. And use slang and scrabble. Rhyme with a northern drawl, twang and babble. Flossy pen jargon, break the world record. Do a four-steam bargain and take the girl naked. More spots than a leopard. Then he had to stop, the block was hot peppered. Shepherd, leading the sheeps out to slaughter. Kept it sold and repped it. Every time he saw ya, trying to douse a pinch of weed in a frat street house. I'll make mincemeat out of that beat, mouse. Welcome to the show. Remember, whatever you do, do not boo the flow. School the dumb on the number one rule of thumb. What a fool, still you never met a cooler bum. Give the drummer some rum, I'm sure he can use a shot. Just to get his cues hot, so he don't lose his spot. A stranger who speaks to you vocal. Danger made the beat, get a freak to do the bogle. No bull, everything they wanted they grabbed and took. Whole lab looked like an ill left jab and hook. Even had a secretary to take the calls. Shake it and make it fall, I told her don't break my balls. Wherever mouse go, trouble follows. The bounty on his pro was mills and double dollars. Bill spills muddle flows that befuddle scholars. Thick buffalo girl with the bubble hollers. She rocked leather and gold, a fat blouse, and need a brother with soul to let her cat out. Even if the rat couldn't compete with Krause, I'll make mincemeat out of that beat, mouse. Tap your toe, rhyme and strap for dough. Rap for show to let the whippersnappers know. Sucks to be them, now pass that loop. Up under the tux he wore a hazmat suit. Sounded like Froggy, sip the groggiest of potions. Be up in the party with the foggiest of notions. On the list of lobbyists for Save the Oceans. Gave his donation to the lady with the lotions. Swole hand itching, the old man bitching. Switching with the fan with the gold band twitching. Spitting like a bionic sneeze that frees vodka. Just to clear the air like the ionic breeze. Quadra, slick enough to outsly a fox. For a chicken pot pie, thinking outside the box. Love to taste her goody, but got no time to be wasting chasing putty. Alpha Daffy Duck Bucks, Porky Pig Paper, Bugs Bunny Money, a Sylvester Cat Caper. Off of that tape of rap country or deep house. I'll make mincemeat out of that beat, mouse.
Okay, cool. So that was Danger Doom. So it's Danger Mouse. It's a collaboration between Danger Mouse and Doom. It's like,
did that just come out?
Yeah, I guess it's based on the Adult Swim cartoons.
Yeah. I read a review of that somewhere in the last week.
So what's going on? What do you got? I want to hear some Powhatan news.
All right, I've got the last two issues of the weekly Powhatan Today newspaper. This one was a good one, I thought. Well, there was a baseball coach was arrested on child porn charges.
Great.
That's always a good time.
Yeah.
And
local
here's another
news
one.
Is always so uplifting.
Hurricane evacuee visits Powhatan High School. Both honorees and parents attending Powhatan High School's spring semester awards presentation were treated to a performance from Sandy Cash, a personal growth consultant based out of New Orleans. The theme of her presentation to the students was making good choices and overcoming adversity. In order to triumph over life's challenges, instructed Cash in her half-hour presentation, students should strive to be oaks of righteousness.
Oaks. Yeah. That's an interesting metaphor there. Oaks of righteousness.
I think she was trying to talk as religiously as she could without bringing God up.
Right.
That's what it sounds like. A miniature horse was born to Ashley Bennett. And she loves her 23-inch pal, Archie. And check this out. Audrey Hatcher, a native of Powhatan, has enjoyed recent success in the music business with her hit song, All My Praise. It was selected for the WOW 2006 30 of the Year's Top Artists and Hits. WOW is the Christian version of Now.
Uh-huh.
It's
what does that stand for?
Wow, there's Jesus. I don't know. Wow.
The feeling you get when you bring the Holy Spirit into your heart.
Yes. And her song, All My Praise, was recorded by a group called Sela, S-E-L-A-H, a Dove Award-winning group. So that's big news. Congratulations to her.
Woohoo!
Oh, there's a bear. There's pictures of a bear in somebody's backyard. Many in Powhatan have claimed to have had seen a black bear in their neighborhood, but Kim Kidd of Ballsville has the proof. They have a picture of the bear visiting the lady's goat.
How many people live in Powhatan?
About 8,000.
Okay.
I mean, it's, yeah.
That's a small town.
Yeah. I mean, it's more like a county. I mean, there is a town square kind of thing, but...
But the homes are pretty far apart.
Yeah, I think the minimum acreage is on a lot is like 2 or 3 acres or something.
Wow.
But there's a lot of these sort of bedroom community type things, you know, like the just kind of suburbia is kind of creeping in. A lot of these little neighborhoods, which is good for the paperboy business.
Yeah. Yeah, what are they subdi- do they cut sometimes they call those subdivisions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is speaking as a paperboy, it's nice to be able to like deliver about 100 papers in 5 miles as opposed to 90 miles.
Right.
And yeah, that's it. So do you like the local news dork report, or do you want to go back to the movers and shakers, the Lindsay Lohan car accidents and stuff?
I like them both. I think maybe we could do both. Maybe you could do some local news and then some celebrity car accidents.
Well, maybe the listeners could chime in.
Yeah, that's true.
With what they enjoy hearing about.
What do you guys want the Dork Report to be like?
Yeah, I mean, do you want to hear that Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey denied their breakup rumors? Or do you want to hear about the black bear? Do you want to hear that Beyonce has done a big interview in Vanity Fair, or do you want to hear about the gym overheating during the girls' volleyball game?
Or what if we specialized on in a different city each week?
Just kind of look around on the internet and just find some small town newspapers and just talk about what's going on.
Yeah.
Maybe call somebody from the town and go, hey. Oh, Babyface and his wife have divorced.
Oh.
Yeah, that's too bad. I mean, because, you know, I don't care about all that entertainment crap. But
I don't either.
You're right there in the thick of it. So
that doesn't,
I know
mean
when
doesn't mean I care about it.
I mean, I know when I lived in Nashville, I didn't really care about Travis Tritt's feud with Billy Ray Cyrus. But I certainly heard about it on the local news.
Yeah.
I'm sure you get that, like, well, I don't know. It's kind of an Entertainment Tonight world nowadays anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel a little bad about, I mean, this is a podcast. It's supposed to be something a little different than all of that sort of crap that you're bombarded with every day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like talking about different stuff. I like just seeing what comes my way, you know. I don't know. Whatever, you know, I like having Lee the Dork on the show. So whatever you want to...
Well, if you permanently don't have any other co-host, I'll be happy to sit here and co-host until you kick me off the show.
Well, the problem, yeah, I mean, I definitely need to get into another track here. So, without kicking you off, let me just get into some more music, and then and then we will carry on. So,
all right,
this next one's from a band called the Radar Brothers.
Stuck here again. drive from one to many more. The sisters, they will cover you no more. Oh, son.
Yeah, were you able to get some of that?
Yeah, I could hear the whole thing. That it kind of had a Sparkle Horse vibe to it.
Oh, yeah, I think it sounds a lot like, yeah, it's like a mix between Sparkle Horse and Pink Floyd.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, not as quirky as some Sparkle Horse can get kind of annoying sometimes, but I like that.
Yeah. Oh, my God, there's a stray cat in here.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm dead serious.
Is it Slim Jim Phantom?
You're just talking about needed. Now he's on my lap. Okay, this is enough. Now I'm gonna go close that door again. Oh, he's totally nasty. He's got crap all over him. We have a feral cat problem in my neighborhood. There's like 30 like wild cats in my neighborhood that just go and terrorize the neighborhood.
So you're in Echo Park?
Yeah. Echo Park.
Have you ever heard of a band called The Waking Hours?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I know them. They're from Richmond.
Yeah, they play out here a lot. Or they live out here now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm real good friends with a drummer.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, one of my friends at work is like totally into them and goes to all their shows.
Actually, I'm pretty good friends with the guy that used to play drums for him too. I was in a band with his brothers here, and he's on my 100 song album.
I checked out that album today. I didn't know where to start.
I know there's no need to even bother. I mean, it's 100 songs.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to get some samples, but I wasn't even sure. You know, I guess I'll just start at one and I'll work my way to 100 eventually.
It's sort of thematic.
Uh huh.
The first and last songs of each disc are instrumentals. If that helps.
Oh yeah. Sort of like Tommy.
Yes.
So I started out with. So I've done. Okay. Do you know Daniel Lemoyne?
Yes.
He used to work with Brian Eno.
Yes.
Yeah, I got a new track. I got a track from him off of his new album.
And he produced, I think he had something to do with a couple of his U2 records.
Yeah, he produced Peter Gabriel, too, I think, maybe.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he did, one of those Bob Dylan albums, Oh Mercy, and Neville Brothers' Yellow Moon, and Emmylou Harris, what is the name of that album? Spy Boy, I think. Or no, yeah. Wrecking Ball, Mirror Ball.
Wasn't that Neil Young?
Yeah, Neil Young wrote the title track for it.
Uh-huh.
He did Mirror Ball for, what was that, with Pearl Jam?
Uh-huh. Oh, that's right, yeah.
And then he had Wrecking Ball with Emmylou Harris.
I gotcha.
But anyway, and Merkin' Ball, that was another one. Wasn't it?
Yeah, I have no idea. You're like a walking encyclopedia.
Yeah, Danny Allen was one of my favorite producers.
Yeah, he's great. So here's a short track from him. It's like a 2-minute ditty, so I'm going to play that.
Cool.
So I guess that, and maybe the track, maybe the sample was only a minute long, but the actual song's longer.
I don't know. His solo records, that's usually what they sound like, though.
Like they could just be, yeah, like, yeah, I don't know. So anyways, that was a cool little piece. I just think he's so good at like texture and like a soundscape and sort of like telling a story with just the layers of music. And,
totally.
Not just having like a bass line and a cool riff, you know, but actually having like a lot to it. So let's see, I got another submission from a listener. The band is called Hypertonics, and the guy who sent in the Brian Lord was the name of the guy who sent it in. Here's what stood out to me about his first email was. Sustenance should not be held for ransom. No more $7 bottles of water at concerts. No more $18.98 for a CD. The artificial scarcity and hostage crisis that capitalism creates is over. The monopolies that it seeks are impossible now. So this site is a vehicle for breaking that antagonism up. So they put everything, not just one song, but their entire selection is available on the internet. And so, you know, I responded back to him with, you know, just kind of saying that that's what we're all about and we'd love to help out and you know, that to send me, you know, whatever he had and that we're going to play it this week. And then he sent me the name of a guy named Bob Lefsetz. Are you familiar with him? Well, I looked him up on Google, and he's writing stuff all over the internet, you know, on this topic.
Uh-huh.
And I actually found something on CD Baby, which I'm sure you're familiar with,
yeah.
Right? CD Baby is really cool because people can just sort of, you know, anybody can sell their CDs there,
and you can get your stuff on iTunes and whatever through there too.
Right, exactly. That's how like a lot of these independent bands are getting on iTunes. Right, is through CD Baby.
I think so. That's how I did it.
Yeah. Okay, so he's got this quote on CD Baby, or this, you know, this paragraph, or this essay, and he says, essentially everything being sold in record stores today is available for free to those with computers. Well, maybe you really need a high-speed connection to take advantage of freewares, but still, in excess of 50% of the public has ready access to these fat pipes. Shouldn't the sale of CDs be off 50%? Think about it. No matter how long you drop the price of CDs, no matter how many extras you offer, can you really compete with free? Think about it this way. If a supermarket that charged was side by side with a store that gave it away for free, would the pay supermarket stay in business? Now business is in the pay market. Now businesses in the pay market wouldn't go down to zero because one can envision long lines to get free food. There are always some people willing to pay for convenience. So is this what is going on in the record business? Are a certain number of people paying for convenience, the lack of viruses, artwork, improved sound quality? We can debate this, but the more interesting question is the one stowed above. How come the CD business hasn't tanked completely? It hardly matters why people are buying CDs. It certainly isn't about the extras. Most CDs come sans extras. If business is off less than 20% in the last 5 years, could it be that downloading has no impact on CD sales? Just really think about it. For every person trotted out in the media who says he'll never buy a CD again, there are people trekking to the store to buy discs. Could it be that these people downloading were never really buying CDs, and that really it's not an issue of declining market or of eating away at CD sales? Rather, this is an extra market that should be tapped. Anyways, it goes on and on, but I thought that was really quite interesting, the idea that maybe there's a new market evolving and that the economics, of the music industry is changing. I mean, because he makes a good point that the record companies would have tanked if all these people that are, downloading music were buying CDs before. Maybe they were just listening to the music. Maybe they were just listening to the radio. Or maybe they were the same people that were getting tapes from friends.
Well, there was a study done back in the 80s about all of this, and they found that people that were taping stuff and trading tapes or whatever, home taping people, bought more CDs and more albums than people that, the people that are into music are wanting to get exposed to lots of different stuff, and they're not necessarily going to want to buy everything that they get without paying for it, but there are still lots of things that you're going to buy, and it's going to turn you on to stuff that you want to buy, because I think I know this show is going out all over the world, but as an American, we're sort of bred to consume,
Yeah.
You want to go buy something. It just it gives you that rush and that feeling,
Yeah. So I mean, I think Bob's wrong. Well, maybe he's not wrong. I don't know. I buy CDs still. I don't just rip stuff off. I don't use the file sharing networks.
But I don't either. I mean, I do it as an ethical thing, but yeah. I really don't think they're hurting sales.
Yeah. Well, but I do, if somebody brings their iPod over to my house, I'm not going to be an idiot. I'm going to, go through it. And, if it's all right with them, I'm going to, take some stuff that I maybe wasn't already listening to that I might want to try out or whatever. And
something I started doing is I subscribed to the Yahoo Music Engine thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's $10 a month, right?
It's like $6 a month, and it's $4.99 a month if you buy a whole year in advance. But you listen to anything that's up there.
Yeah, I was doing Rhapsody for a while, the real thing or whatever. The problem is the selection. They don't have a lot of indie stuff. They don't have a lot of stuff that's right on the cutting edge or just coming out.
Right, but they do have a lot of Rolling Stones. I mean, it's good for me because I used to, working in a record store for so long, I heard everything that came out, and I still have that urge. I want to hear stuff, even if it's something I don't necessarily like.
Yeah.
And with that, I can download it and take it with me on the paper route and listen to it, or listen to it while I'm sitting here working on stuff on the computer.
Let me play this song from Hypertonics, because they hooked me up with all that stuff.
That's really cool.
I thought it was really cool.
I like what they're saying.
We'll be right back. another Greek chorus. We ran for 26 miles, but we forgot the last point too. Be afraid of America, cause America's a great year.
That was the Hypertonics. Still there, Lee?
Yeah.
All right.
I was just contemplating all that deep stuff you were talking about. I mean, that's sort of what we were talking about like a month ago or a month or two ago.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's funny because like that's still like at the heart of why I do this every day, you know, or every week.
Right.
But I don't always talk about it on the show. But it's nice when a band like that can remind me that that's what I'm doing this for.
I mean, it goes back to as soon as music was able to be recorded and sold, it sort of corrupted it, and now it's back to a point where it can be recorded and packaged and really nice and shiny and good sounding and stuff with relatively cheap equipment, and you can just distribute it. I mean, you can do it because you love to do it, not because you want to be the next Rolling Stones. You know, it takes the financial thing out of it if that's how you want to be, that makes any sense. And I actually heard Steve Earle in an interview, and he said he wanted people to hear his music. He didn't care how they heard it. He didn't care if they illegally downloaded it, because he said, you know, he wants people to come to his shows, and the music to him is just sort of an ad to come to the show.
Right, marketing. Well, I think that's how a lot of the successful musicians are doing. I mean, you want to get paid for you know, I mean, I think that a lot, I mean, you don't want to, you can't, I mean, unless you're like a Trustafarian or something, you can't afford to just play music for no, you know, for no, without any return. But yeah, if you can work it so that you're getting exposure by passing your stuff around and people are paying for your gigs, then that's ideal.
I mean, this whole internet distribution thing to me has really shown me that there's a hell of a lot of great bands out there that I never would have heard of.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, and you've got to figure, you think about some of those old 60s record labels like Motown and Stax, that basically everybody on those labels was just from the neighborhood they were in. You know, just people that were working in the studio. And, you know, Diana Ross was not that she's an example of a highly talented person, but she was like a secretary at Motown, and they're like, well, why don't you sing this one? And then she became a huge star, and Smokey Robinson lived down the street. And, you know, every neighborhood in the country has got, everybody knows people that are really talented. And I don't know, it just seems like it's a gigantic equalizer, because you don't have to play the game. You don't have to deal with any of the music industry politics or any of that kind of crap. You can just do your music, and if people like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. And it's just an expression. It's an art form. It's not a commodity.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree. I wish that more, you know, but not everybody does. And for them, they've got their own routes. It's nice though that there is a community evolving of people that want to share their music, and then podcasters and other people who want to distribute it, and you know, that mechanism is available. And I think that might have been sort of what that guy Bob whatever was talking about, is that there's a new market evolving. There's a new, you know, There's a new group of people that are consuming music in different ways, and
you know, music was cool. Music, and then when the industry built up, it became packaged, and you know, all of these the Beatles had their logo, the Stones have their logo. I mean, there's reasons for all of that. Nine Inch Nails have their logo. You know, it's right. Branding, and it's like selling Kraft cheese. You know, it's just when business and art collide, it's just
it gets
things
messy.
Get messy. Yeah. And I don't begrudge anybody for wanting to make it and wanting to be on American Idol or any of that crap, making money doing something that they love to do. It's just, are you willing to compromise yourself enough to get to the top or whatever?
Yeah.
Are you an artist? Or are you an act?
Hey, guess what? We're number 22 on the Podcast Alley music and radio podcast for.
Yeah. I heard you saying that that was just because I had voted for you all those times.
Well, you know how, I mean, you could totally cheat the system by like creating a bunch of phony accounts, but I mean, who? That's not.
Hey, I hadn't thought of that.
That's weird. But yeah, I mean, I guess you have to have a different email address, but that's beside the point. What's going on is that we're getting votes already in October, which is fantastic. And I'm hoping we can maybe jump up a notch. So keep voting. Have you voted? Cool. I've got a link on the website to make it easy. Just go notesunderground.com and then click the vote button right under the Podcast Alley little section. Or you can go to podcastalley.com and, you know, do a search for us.
I'm doing it right now.
Also, anybody else, other people out there, if you want to call and Skype in and talk about whatever's on your mind, whether it's, you know, relating to the new internet industry music, or just, you know, what your town is like or whatever. I love hearing from people. So call in. The phone number is 213-784-0924. You can leave a voicemail or you can call live on Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Pacific. And or you can, if you've got Skype, you can use Skype. That's my Skype username is Notes Underground. And if you want to email music, send music my way, music@notesunderground.com. And also there's comments. I love getting comments. Tell me what you think. Maybe, you know, help me out with some supportive letters, Bobby and Zach. Maybe we can get them back on the air.
I mean, what the hell's up with that? They got to get back on.
I don't know. But anyways, I think that's about it. I'm out of music for tonight. Lee, you said you were going to send me some music from someone out in Richmond for next week?
Yeah, I emailed it to that music@notesunderground.com.
Okay, great.
They've got a couple of songs up at GarageBand.
Yeah, I keep forgetting about GarageBand. That's a great resource for finding stuff that no one's heard of or that's out there that, you know, I mean, because there's almost everything on there is for downloadable for free, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might email you a couple of, I could email you some other Richmond Band MP3s. I don't know. I might be.
Well, don't bombard me, but send me a couple good ones.
All right. I mean, I was just looking at the songs they had up at GarageBand, and they have some newer stuff that's really cool too. So.
Awesome.
But the name of the band is Pent Up House, and they're great.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, okay. Was that? Oh, you just sent that to me. Okay. I was like, wait, yeah. I got an email with that in the subject. Duh.
That's me. That's me there, Mitch. That's Powhatan Lee.
Well, hi-de-ho.
Woohoo. Yeah, you got to get those guys back on the show.
I know. Everybody likes them.
I do too. I like you. But the three of you together is that is the magic.
Come back to me.
Please, Zach and Bobby. Powhatan Paperboy misses you. You think that'll work?
I hope so. Good night, everybody.
Good night.